Today's shir is a Masech de Gittin on Dav Dalet. We will begin in the middle of the third line from the top of the Yomid with the words Ela Lo'olam Rabbi Elazar. I would like to dedicate this shir Le'ili Nishmas Imi Moirasi Zelda Bashloima Olea HaSholem, whose yortzeit is this week on Yud Gimel Tammuz, and also Le'ili Nishmas Moiri V'Rebbe Hagoin Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchok Halevi Ruderman Zitzal, the Rosh HaYeshiva of Yeshivas Ner Yisrael, whose yortzeit is likewise this week on Yud Dalet Tammuz. Before we get into our sugya, I'd like to begin with a Dvar Haggadah, which actually is a follow-up on what we asked on Sota Daf Mem Zayin. I asked the people to write in their answers, and many people responded. And I'd like to mention two answers that I discovered. The question that we raised was that the Gemara tells us that Bullock sacrificed 42 karbanis. He did it loy lishma, to curse Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says on that, that la'olam yasek adam b'tarav v'mitzvah sh'loy lishma, sh'mitach sh'loy lishma bo lishma, that even though he started out lo lishma, but eventually it would turn into lishma, altruistically, because we find that from Bala came out Eglon, and then came out Rus and David and Shlomo sacrificed L'shem Shemayim, L'shma, 1,000 korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question that we asked on this Gemara is that Tosus and Brachos on Daf Yud Zayin tells us that the Gemara there says that the person who serves Hashem with Torah, Mitzvah, Shalom, L'shma, it's better that he was never created. So Tosus asks the Stira, how can we say that la'olam, a person should serve Hashem, shelo lishma, because through that lo lishma, it will eventually come to lishma. And Tosus answers, there are two lo lishmas. There's a lo lishma that a person does for kavod, to be called a Rebbe. That is an acceptable lo lishma that will come to lishma. And there is a lo lishma that it's better he was never created. That's lekanter, when he wants the best, his friend. That is better that he never was created. So our question was that it would seem that Bolak's loy lishma, which was to curse this Yisrael, ain l'cha l'kanter g'doyle mizu, there's no greater l'kanter. Not only does he want to best call Yisrael, he wants to destroy them, annihilate them, bury them in the ground. So that certainly should be an unacceptable loy lishma, better shalol nivra. And on that loy lishma, the Gemara says, mitol shalol lishma bol lishma. I found the answer, someone I'm with, together with in Camp Sternberg, a Chavra Kol El Gur Aryeh in Brooklyn, New York, Harav Gershon Hanach Eichhorn Shlita, a Talmud Chacham, a Mechaber of Svorim, pointed out that the Marsha in Masech Tahirius, on Daf Yud Amud Beis, asked this very question. The answer of the Marsha is that Bolak's Loy Lishma is not considered Lekanter because he was doing it in a defensive measure. It was a preemptive act. He was afraid, as the beginning of the parasha tells us, that Klal Yisrael would invade and take over his territory as they did to the Amori. And therefore, doing it in self-defense, that's not considered lekanter. So answers the Marsha in Hayris Yud Amud Beis. My colleague who is one of the shomim here at the OU Daf Yomi, or Rav Yoel Schoenfeld Shlita, pointed out that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zitzal, in his Sefer on Chumash, Emes LeYaakov, asked this very question. He calls it Kushya Atzuma, a very strong question on Tosus, and Rabbi Yaakov wants to suggest a different teretz than that of the Marsha. Rabbi Yaakov suggests that in the case of Torah Lekanter, the Torah itself is being studied and used in order to best my friend, to show up my friend that I am better than him. That is better, noyach loy shloy nivra. However, in the case of Bullock, and I believe some of our writers in, and people I spoke to, were trying to say this teretz of Rabbi Yaakov. In the case of Karbonos, it's not directly the korban that's used against Klal Yisrael. Rather, the korban brings an appeasement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that appeasement, for that kiruv to Hashem, there is a reward. And Bolok, says Rabbi Yaakov, cashed in on his credit from the reward by using it to curse Klal Yisrael. So in that sense, Rabbi Yaakov says that that's considered a lo lishma like any other lo lishma. It's not a lekanter lo lishma. His korban was, let's call it A. A was for the purpose of B, to get schar, and then the B he used for C in order to destroy Klal Yisrael. That is considered a regular loy lishma, which is will come to lishma. The little difficulty that I don't understand is that we have an axiom: if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. And even though we have this extra step that Rabbi Yaakov puts in that he wanted it for schar, but lechorah the schar was immediately to be used to curse Klal Yisrael. Lechorah the korban itself was being used to curse Klal Yisrael. So one could be mine in this, but Rabbi Yaakov held that this is a good answer on the Marashah's question, which he calls a kushya atzuma. And now let us get back into the sugya that we are dealing with, Rava and Rabba and Masechta Gittin, Daf Dalet, the third line. The Gemara is searching for the ton of our Mishnah, according to Rabba, who says that the reason that the Shliach has to say b'fani nechtam is because in Bavel, Hamevi get b'medina siyam, they are not b'kiyim in Lishma. And therefore, he has to say b'fani nechtav and b'fani nechtam. And as Rashi said before, Bezdin will then ask him, was it Lishma? He'll say yes. Or Tosa says, stama Lishma. Rashi and Daf Gimel we had in yesterday's shir also said it a second shot, that stama Lishma. But it comes out that there's a requirement, b'fani nechtav Lishma and b'fani nechtam Lishma. Who is the Tana that holds you need Lishma, both by the Ksiva and the Chesima? Because as we learned, according to Rab Meir, Eidi Chesima Karti, it's the Eidim who sign on a star get that makes the creases, makes it into a document of divorce. He, according to Rab Meir, when it says in the Torah, v'kasav law, v'kasav refers to v'chasam, to the Chesima. And the Ksiva itself does not have to be Lishma. If we turn to Rabbi Lazar holds Eidim Mesira Karti, that it is the Eidim who saw the Mesira Saget, they caused this piece of paper to turn into a document of divorce. So according to Rabbi Lazar, there is no requirement to have Eidi Chesima. So even if you do have Eidi Chesima, there is no necessity of Lishma. So according to Rabbi Meir, you don't need Ksiva Lishma. According to Rabbi Lazar, you don't need Chesima Lishma. So who is the Tana that holds, according to Rabbi's interpretation of our Mishnah, that one requires both Ksiva and Chesima Lishma? The Gemara wants to suggest on the third line, Ela Li'olam Rabbi Lazar hi. Let's go back and let's try to say that it is Rabbi Lazar. But you asked me a question that Rabbi Lazar does not need chesimis at all. So even if the Adam signed on a star, as we learned in yesterday's shir, because of tikkun olam, they were misakin, that a woman should have some recourse to validate the get. If she cannot find the Adam Asira, and she does it through the Adam Chesima, the chi loy bo Rabbi Lazar chesima. When doesn't Rabbi Lazar need chesima? Hecha delek Adam klal. If there's no Adam signed on it at all, if she's going to use the Adam Asira and she doesn't have any Adam signed on it at all, then Einich Nami, Rav Elazar would not require the Chesima to be Lishma. There would be no psul if the Chesima was not Lishma. But Hecha de Ike Adam, but where there are Adam, then boy, then he needs it. How do we see this? The Amar Rab Abba, Moide Rab Elazar b'mezuyif metoichi shu pasul. Even though you don't need Adam, but let's say there is something wrong with the get itself, as Rashi says. Let's say a korev signed on it, or someone who's puzzled to sign, or it was written shaloi lishma. So once you are signing on the get, it ain't a chanami. The reason is not a din deraisa, it's not a takonis chachamim, but it's an eitzah from the chachamim for tikkun olam to sign. But once you sign, then it has to be a valid signature. If the Adam are going to be pasul, that invalidates the get, even according to Rabbi Lazar. So the Rishonim grapple here with this idea. Why, in fact, is it possible to get? If it's not required, so what's wrong if there's something wrong with the Eidich Sima? Consider them as if they're not on the paper. They're not valid. The get remains good with the Eidich Mesira. So what is the psul of Mezuyiv Mitarchai? So at the bottom of the second Taisa on the Amid, Moed Rablaz Mezuyiv Mitarchai, so the last four lines, Taisa says, the Mikol Makam, Ika Lemigzer Chasima Otoksiva, the Imenois and Chasima Lishma, Gazrin and Penla Yichtavu Gamaksiva Lishma. So Taisa says that it's a Gzera. Once you have Adam signed, which you didn't have to have, but you went ahead, you went with that path of having Adam Chasima, then if you're not going to make the Chasima Lishma, people will come to not make the Ksiva Lishma. And if you don't make the Ksiva Lishma according to Rab Lazar, that's the cost of law Lishma. So that would be possible to rise. So therefore, they even said that a Chasima Shaloi Lishma is also not good. Or if there are Adam Psulim or Kroivim signed on it, it's also no good. Even though Batsim, you don't even need them. That's Toysus. The Ritva says a different shot, based on the riff that we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shir, that Rav Elazar's sheet is af Eidi Mesira. Rav Elazar does not contradict Rav Meir that Eidi Chasima, according to the riff Shita, that Eidi Chasima are good. Eidi Chasima are good, but he just wants to say Rav Elazar, Eidi Mesira are also good. So if so, says the Ritva, it's a different Gzera. Not like Toysus, who says the Chasima Otu Dixiva, but he says the Gzera is, if I have Mesira with Chasima, I'm afraid that if I have Chasima without Mesira, that I'll say it's valid also. Since Rav Elazar validates a get with Chasima alone, without Mesira, he's just coming to say that Mesira also helps. But Chasima, he agrees with Rav Meir, is valid. So what happens if you're going to have a get without Mesira and you'll only have Chasima? If you permit a Chasima Shaloi Lishma when there are any Mesira, you might permit it when there are not any Mesira. And then the get will be possible if you don't have any Mesira, you only have Chasima. Therefore, they made across the board a rule that Eidi Chasima, whether you have Eidi Mesira, whether you don't have Eidi Mesira, always, if it's Mezuyif Mitarchai, the get will be possible. So Memele the Gemara wants to say that our Mishnah will be going like Rab Lozer. And Rab Lozer holds that you need the Ksiva Lishma, and it'll come out you need the Chasima Lishma also. You didn't have to make Chasima, but once you made the Chasima, whether it's Tosfos Gzeira, or whether it's the Ritva's Gzeira, but Memele you're going to have it Lishma and the Chasima as well. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, Ha mani Rab Yehuda, you know who our Mishnah is going, like Rab Yehuda. This now we learned in a Mishnah further. And Daf Chafal from a base, Rab Yehuda poisel achitahei, ksivosei v'chasimosei betolish. He's speaking about what we learned in yesterday's sugya, that a get that was written on something attached to the ground is possible. Because the Torah says, because of a nasan, immediately after the ksiva, you have to be able to give it. If it's mechubar, you're going to have to first uproot it. So there's a step in the, between the ksiva and the nasina, that the Torah says that's no good. So we had the different shitas, what that means. Does it refer to the ksiva saget that has to be betolish? Does it refer to the chasima saget that has to be betolish? Rabbi Yehuda says that the word vekosav in the pasuk refers to both the ksiva and the chasima. Memela says Rabbi Yehuda, he agrees with Rabbi Meir that vekosav means vechasam, but he also holds like Rabbi Lazar that vekosav means ksiva. He holds it goes on both. So therefore, he says that both the ksiva and the ksima have to be betolush. So memela, concerning lishma, it's the same thing. If the cost of law means lishma, then it has to be according to Rabbi Yehuda, both the ksima and the ksiva. Frank the Gemara. Umikara my time alo makmina lak Rabbi Yehuda. Why do we have a whole Amid over here? More than an Amid. Well, we're trying to find out who's the Tana who holds Lishma, both by Ksiva and Chasima. And we try various ways with Rab Meir and various ways with Rab Elazar. Why don't we just get to the point? It's simple. It's Rabbi Yehuda who says that the Kosav refers to Ksiva and Chasima. You need both Lishma, you need both Tolush. Why do we have to try to fetch it in according to Rab Meir or Rab Lazar? The Gemara answers, Madrinin a Rab Meir, the Stamastis Rab Meir. Originally, we wanted to make it like Rab Meir, until we saw we couldn't. That Reb Meir requires only Eidich Simi, doesn't require Eidich Siva Lishma. But we were trying to do it according to Reb Meir because we have a rule. Stam Masnis and Reb Meir. And we have a Stam Mishnah here on Beis Amidalv. So therefore we were trying Reb Meir. Much reading Reb Lozer, we were also trying on Reb Lozer because the Kaimel on Hilchus Kavasei Begitten. Because we paskin that the Loch is like Reb Lozer by Gitten that Eidim Asirikarti. Memela, we wanted to Zetzain Demish like Reb Lozer. There's a few horrors here on the Gemara. First of all, Tosfos says that this which it says, the halach is kavasei, like Reb Lozer in Gittin, is not only Gittin, it's by all shtoris. Because this machloikis, whether Eidim Chasim or Eidik Mesira, is also machloikis by a shtar kinyan. If somebody bought a field and there were Eidim that saw, they didn't see the signature, but they saw the Mesira of the shtar, making the acquisition, so according to Rav Lozer, Eidim Mesira is good enough. So it just since we're in Masechet Gittin, that's why the Gemara says Hilchos Kavasei Begittin. But Tosfos says on the second wide line, Mishum Demai Riach Begittin Nakat Gittin Avla Locha Kamoisay Af Bishar Shtoris. Now Tosfos asks a question. In Divri Amaschol, Ad Shetek Sivosim Chasimos Betolish, this is in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says they both have to be Betolish. Ask Tosfos, V'im Taimar, it's two lines before it gets wide. V'lomalei Lamintkat V'chasimosai. Kivin Shoysik Siva Betolish, Yevshel Chasimosai, Shetev Mechubar. What does Rabbi Yehuda have to say? Oh, both the Ksiva and the Ksima have to be betolish. Once the Ksiva has to be betolish, it's already tolish, so automatically the Ksima is tolish. So really, perhaps it's not such a difficult question. Tosfos will give, we'll see in a second, a very good answer. I mean, what Rabbi Yehuda is trying to lafuke is that I hold the Kosav goes on the Ksiva and the Ksima. For example, the Gabi Lishma, it's not enough that the Ksivas Haget is Lishma, the Chasima also has to be Lishma. So when he's saying not, you're right. And as to answer Tyson's Kasha, without Tyson's answer, we could say that practical purpose, once it's tolished by Ksiva, automatically it's going to be tolished by Ksima. But what Rabbi Yehuda is trying to stress is that I disagree with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Meir holds the Kosav is Vachosa. Rab Lozer holds the Kosav is Kosav and not Kosav. I hold the Kosav is both Kosav and Kosav. So that affects the din of Lishma and in Mele by Tolish as well. That's what he's trying to say. But Tosfos says it's even practically I could figure out a case. What's the case? Says Tosfos, Yesh Loimer. The Meshkachas lo shekosvoy al Ilon Tolish, v'acher kan notoy v'hishrish v'chosvoy. He wrote the get on a tree that was separated. So then it was good, it was tallish. But then he took that tree, which he had written the get on, and he planted it, and it took roots. And then the Adam signed, so here you could have a case where the Ksiva was in tallish, and the Chasima was already in Mechubar, and on that tribute is saying that you need both the Kosav, the Ksiva and the Chasima have to be betolish. Now the Ritva has a very interesting kasha here, and his kasha is if in fact Hilchus Kavasei Begitten, the Halacha is Rega Blazer by Gitten, we said by Shtar also that Einim Asira. So if so, why in fact does Rav Ashi say Homani Rav Yudi? By the way, the Gemara had given a pshat in Rav Lozer. By Mezuyif Metaychai, Rav Lozer does require Chasima Lishma. So why is Rav Yehuda, if Hilchasik of a say to Rav Lozer, so let's stay with that. Why are we in fact going to Rav Yehuda? So the Ritva answers that this whole last piece of Gemara is all said by Rav Ashi. What Rav Ashi means to say is like this. Rab Abba just gave a teretz that moed Rab Lozer mizuv mitarchishu posel. You might say that that's a doichik teretz, but since we had no other recourse, we gave such a teretz because after all, Rab Lozer holds you only need the ksiva lishma. You only need ksiva should be betolish, not chasima. You don't need any Adam signed on a get at all. So it's a big doichik to say that the Mishnah is going like Rav Lozer, to say mezuyiv metoichai. But maybe I had no other answer, so that's why I said this answer. So Rav Ashi says, no, I have another answer.
My answer is Rabbi Yehuda. I could have easily have said, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds unique Siv Achsim Lishma. But you know why, in fact, was I looking so much to go after Rabbi Lazar? Because Hilchus the Kavah say to Rabbi Lazar by Gittin. The halach is like Rabbi Lazar. So I want you to know that the halach is like Rabbi Lazar, and Mezduyev Metoicha is not a Doichik Teretz. It's a bigger Doichik Teretz to say Rabbi Yehuda. Because since the halach is like Rabbi Lazar and not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's a bigger Doichik to say our mission is going like Rabbi Yehuda. So this whole piece, says the Ritva, is all Rav Ashi trying to explain why the answer of Rabbi Lazar is the L'chatchila answer. Continues the Gemara. Now that we've established various terutzim of who the Tan of our mission is, who holds unique Ksiva Lishma and Chsim Lishma, now we're going to take Rabba and Rava, and we're going to try to see how their pshatim fit into the big Mishnah that we had on Beis Amud Aleph. There were many cases, and we have to see, does their logic fit into all of the cases? Tanan, let's start from the beginning of the Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah. We learned a three-way machlokas, and we have to understand, A, what is the machlokas that we learned in our Mishnah, and B, what is the logic of the machlokas. So we learned as follows. After the Tana Kama had made the statement, Hamevi get Medina Sayyam, Tzorach, he has to say, Lefonei Nechtam, Lefonei Nechtam, we had a sheet of Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel Oimer, Af Hamevi. Min ha-rekem u-min ha-cheger, if you bring from rekem ha-cheger, you also have to say, b'fonei nechtam, and we'll soon see what's so special about these two cities called rekem and cheger. Rabbi Lezer Roy, my Rabbi Lezer says, afilu mikvar ludim u-lud, even from kvar ludim, which was near the city of Lud, the city of Lud was in Eretz Yisrael itself. But even from kvar ludim u-lud, you have to say, b'fonei nechtam. So, first of all, let's understand that the Tana Kama, as the Gemara is soon going to mention, doesn't speak about Kfar Ludum. He doesn't speak about Rekem and Cheger. So the pshat is that the Tana Kama holds that they are not considered part of Chutz Lartz. If somebody came from Rekem and Cheger, or somebody came from Kfar Ludum Lulud, according to the Tana Kama, they would not have to say B'fonei Nechta. Rav Gamliel says, okay, I agree with you from Kfar Ludim Lulud, you won't. That's considered at straw, as we'll soon see why. But I hold from Rekem, you would have to say. Comes Rav Lezer and says, I even disagree more. Not only do I agree with Rav Gamliel that Rekem and Cheger you have to say, but I hold even from Kfar Ludim Lulud you have to say. That's the three-way machlokes. V'yomer Abaye. So now Abaye tries to get into what exactly is the machlokes here. You know what it's speaking about? Number one, by Yoras Hasmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael. First, we're speaking about Rekem and Cheger, which Rav Gamliel told us you have to say. Those are cities near the border of Eretz Yisrael. So again, the Tana Kama holds, you don't have to say from those cities to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Gamliel holds, you do have to say. Second, Umuvlois Betchum Eretz Yisrael Askinen. This is Kfar Ludim. Kfar Ludim is even a step closer to Eretz Yisrael. It's a city that is swallowed up within the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi explains that we're speaking about the eastern boundary of Eretz Yisrael, towards Jordan, the other side of the Yam HaKineret, the eastern side. So Rashi says that the border of Eretz Yisrael on the eastern side was a jagged border. It went by the road that connected the various cities along the border. And he says that there were certain cities that were jagged very much towards the east. Now, in other words, most of the city was in fact covered on the west by Eretz Yisrael. It jutted into the eastern part. But that means that most of it was covered by the western part, surrounded on many sides by Eretz Yisrael itself. So according to Rabban Gamliel, that's Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't require b'fonei nechtam. Okay, it's not totally in Eretz Yisrael, but it's enough in Eretz Yisrael, muvla, swallowed up, so to speak, in the western part, going towards the west, which is Eretz Yisrael, the fact that it's going a little bit to the east into Chutzlarts doesn't bother me, according to Rabbi Gamliel. According to Rabbi Lazar, he says, no, that itself is called Chutzlarts, and you would have to say, Befoni Nechta, Befoni Nechta. So now, let's go a step further. The Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Lidi Chazal Yahu Asr. I saw that land. Which land is he speaking about? From Kfar Ludim to Lud. The Havi, it was Kimibe Kubi Lepumpadisa. It was the same amount of space. It was just whatever. He doesn't tell us exactly how much that space was, but whatever the space was going from Mibe Kubi to Pumpadisa, that's how much it was from Kfar Ludim to Lud. Okay. Now we get the idea of what we're dealing with. Now we go a step further. Mechlal, the Tanakama sover, Hani Loitzarch. The Tanakama who doesn't mention Kfar Ludim, he doesn't mention Rekim or Chager, it must be that he holds that coming from those places, you would not have to say Befani Nechtob, Befani Nechtob. So now that we know what we're arguing about, what's the swar of the Machlaikas? So the Gemara asks, my love, Bahakam Ifli. This is the Machlaikas. The Mars over the Tanakama holds Lefisha and Beki and Lishma. The reason why you need Befani Nechtob, Befani Nechtob is like Rabbah, because in Chutzlarts you're not Baki Lishma. Vahani Gemiri. In Kfar Ludim, or in Rekim and Cheger, that they're so close to Eretz Yisrael, there, they did know that you have to do it Lishma. Memela, and you don't need the Shlich to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. That's why he didn't mention all of these cities. They have a din of Eretz Yisrael. Umar, Sover, Rabbi Gamliel holds, no. Lefishein Edom, it's Sin Lekaimoi. That the reason is because it's difficult to get Edom to be chos, to validate the Chasimus on the Shtar. That's why I need the Shlich to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. The Haninami, and these cities, which are close to Eretz Yisrael, but they're not in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Gamliel says, you don't have caravans going back and forth also. It's not Shiar Samitsiyana. It's not people going back and forth. You'll also have a difficulty to validate the chesimus. Therefore, the shlich has to say, b'funi nechta, b'funi nechta. Now, Tosis points out that the last line of Tosis at the bottom of the Amud, Tosis points out, the time of the Rabbi Lezer, what about Rabbi Lezer? The third sheet that doesn't say. The Gemara is asking Akasha here. How can Rab and Rav have a machlaikis? Whether it's because of Einam Mitzuyin Lekaima or because of Lishma, it's a machlaikis Tanoim. Isn't that the machlaikis in our Mishnah? Tanakama holds Lishma. These are Lishma. You don't need it. Rabbi Gamliel holds it's because you don't have Shiur Mitzuyonim. So here also, there's a space. It's not in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have people coming back and forth. Good. Therefore, the din is, you have to say before the Nechta, before the Nechta. What's the sheet of Rabbi Lazar? That even from Kfar Ludim, which Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold of. So one could have thought that the Machloikis will be, Rabbi Gamliel holds that if you're in Kfar Ludim, that's surrounded on all, most of the sides from Eretz Yisrael. There are caravans going into Eretz Yisrael. From Kfar Ludim to Lud, there are caravans going. That's what I would have thought the Svar of Rabbi Lezer. Taisa says, Time of Rabbi Lezer, Loi Mishum, the Kesarvadim of Lois, Nami, Loi Shichi. It's not that Rabbi Lezer disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel holds they do go in, and you don't have to say Befani Nechtav. And Rabbi Lezer will say they don't go in, and you do have to say Befani Nechtav. That's not the Machlaikis. Ella, Shalaitich like Bimdina Sayam, Kedamash Rabbisama. The reason of Rabbi Lezer is he agrees with Rabbi Gamliel. I agree with you that from Rekem and Cheger, there are no caravans coming. People do not come there. You have to say it. But I disagree with you concerning Kfar Ludim. You hold that over there are caravans. I agree with you in the Metzias that there are caravans. But people are going to say, oh, it's Chutzlaritz. It's not totally in Eretz Yisrael. They'll come to confuse it with Chutzlaritz. Therefore, like a loy plug, once you're saying Rekem and Cheger require it, then you have to say by Kfar Ludim also, even though it's moving lie in Eretz Yisrael, it requires Befani Nechtav, also loy plug. That's the swar of Rabbi Lezer says Taisus. But meanwhile, we have this kasha. You're making a machlokes Rav and Rava when it's actually a machlokes Tanoim, the Tanakam and Rav Gamliel. Says the Gemara, you hold that it's Mar Sovel Fish Emikin Lishma. Vahani Gemiri, Mar Sovel Fish Enem Sulikai, Vahani Nami Loishrihi. So it's a Shver. The Gemara says, Loi, that's not the Machlaikis. Rabba Matarz Tamei, Verova Matarz Tamei. Rabba can say that all the Tanoim hold like him, that it's because of Lishma, and Rava could say that all the Tanoim hold like him, that it's because of Enemitsun Lakaima. Rabba Matarz Tamei, Rabba says, according to his reasoning, the Kuli Alma, everybody holds, Rabba Gamaliel and Rad Tanoim. The reason is because of Embikin Lishma. Here's the machlokas over here. Tanakama Sover Hani. These cities of Rechem and Cheger and certainly Kfar Ludim. Kivan the Smuchai, since they're near Eretz Yisrael, Migmar Gemiri, so they also know that they hear from Eretz Yisrael that you have to do Lishma. They're not like in Chutzlaritz that they don't know this, and therefore the Tanakama holds, you don't have to say before nechtam, because they do it lishma. The also Rabbi Gamliel, the mayor Rabbi Gamliel, comes along and says that I agree with you, Tanakama, Mavlois Gemiri. The ones that are surrounded on many sides by Eretz Yisrael, the ones that jut into the eastern part, but they're surrounded by the western part, most of the city. That ain't Echanami has a din of Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to say before nechtam. That's Kfar Ludim, you don't. But smuchos, like Miri, the ones that are not muvlois, they're only on the border, those do not know the din of Lishma. It seems to be a machlaikas and metzias, how well versed they are or not. And therefore the din is, you have to say before nechta. The Asar Rabbi Lezer Lemeimar, and Rabbi Lezer is a third opinion, and he says, mivlois nami. Loi. Mivlois also, loi means don't refrain from saying befoni nechta. Why? As Tosfos just quoted at the bottom of the Amud, shalei tachloik b'medina sayam. Because don't start making divisions in Medina sayam. If you're saying that Medina sayam needs befoni nechta, then you have to go all the way. Rechem, Cheger, even a city muvla in the border, like Kfar Ludim. Also, Al-Sloy Plug requires Befoni Nechtam. That's how Rabbah will say the Pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Matarz Tamei. Rav answers the Mishnah according to his Pshat also. Of Eidem Etzion Lekaimoy, the Kuli Amalafish Eidem Etzion Lekaimoy. Everybody in the Mishnah holds that's the reason. The Tanakama Sover, Hani, these other cities, Kivin the Smuchois, since Rechem and Cheger are close, Mishkach Shrichi, you do have caravans going back and forth. And therefore, he doesn't have to say to Shliach, Befoni Nechtam. Vosser and Gamliel Lemeim, Rav Gamliel argues, and he comes and says, Mivloi Shrichi, I agree with you, by Mavlois, like Kfar Ludim, that there are caravans coming. And therefore you don't have to say, but Smuchos, if it's just near the border, Loi Shrichi, there's not Shrich to have people going back and forth. And therefore the Shrich has to say, Befoni Nechtam. Vos Rav Lezer Lemeimer, what does Rav Lezer say? A third opinion, that Mavlois Nami Loi. Again, like we said before, Mavlois also don't refrain from saying Befoni Nechtam. Why? Shalai Tachlik Medina Sayyam. Because you don't want to make separate divisions in the halacha of Medina Sayyam. Loi Plug. Once you tell me Medina Sayyam, you have to say it, then you have to say it even by Mavlois and certainly by Smuchois. So Memela, Rav and Rabba both have a pshat in our Mishnah. Now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah. These are what the Gemara and the Amud Beis is going to call the Rabbonon Basroi. There's a Tanakama, there's Rabban Gamaliel, there's Rabban Elazar, and now you have the Chachamim, or they're called Rabbanon Basroi. The last Chachamim mentioned in our Mishnah. What do they say? You don't have to say before nechtam. Only someone who brings Mimdina Sayyam. In other words, Rechem and Cheger, you don't have to say it. Kfar Ludim, you certainly don't have to say it. The only one who has to bring it, say it, is the one who brings a get Mimdina Sayyam. And one who brings it from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, Michlal, the Tanakama Sover, Moilech Leitzar. The Gemara understood that the Rabban and Basroi are arguing on the Tanakama. That really we have four shitas in the Mishnah. The Tanakama holds only Chutz Laretz, none of these cities have to say it. But in Chutz Laretz, it's only maybe from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, not Moilech from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. And Rabban and Basroi hold that you do have to say it when you're Moilech. My love, Hakamifugli. So the Chayr, what's the Machlokes Tanakama and the Rabban and Basroi in this? The Ma'aser Lefi Shein Bekiyin Lishma. The Tana Kama holds the reason is like Rabbah because of Lishma. So where is it not Lishma? As we turn to Dalet Amud Beis. Vahani Gemiri, only from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael is it Loi Gemiri. Then you have to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. But Moilach, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, there it is Beki and Lishma. There you don't have to say. That's the sheet of Tana Kama. Umar, who's the Mar, that's the Chachom, the Rabbanan Basroi, Savar, Lefisha and Adam and Sula Kamai. The reason is you don't have caravans. Now, if you don't have caravans, then you don't have caravans both ways. Just like you don't have people going from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz, you don't have people going from Eretz to Chutz Laaretz. Vahani Nami Lo Shchichi. It's a two-way street. So if you're Chayshish for not having, being able to be Mekayim the Shtar, to validate the Shtar, it's gonna be a problem, Mevi and Moilach. So what's the Gemara saying? That L'chayr, it's a machloikis tanoim. How could Rab and Ravid disagree in this machloikis? We never find Amaroim that argue in what tanoim argue in. The Gemara answers, Rabba mitaretz l'tamei, v'Rava mitaretz l'tamei. Rabba will say according to his reasoning of Lishma, and Rava will say according to his reasoning of Ein, Eidim, Mitzin, L'kaimoy. Rabba mitaretz l'tamei, the Kuli Alma, both the Tanakam and the Chacham hold, L'fisha and Bikin Lishma. And of course, if so, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, you should not be required to say, so if so, what's the pshat in the Rabbanan Basroi say that you do say it by Moilach? V'hacha, b'gzeiras Moilach atumevi kamiflegi. Here's the machlaikis, are you guys are Moilach because of Mevi? The Tanakh comments over Loigazri to Moilach atumevi. We're not guys are from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz because of Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, you have to say it, and Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, you don't have to say it. But Rabbanan Basroi savri, the Rabbanan Basroi hold Gazrin and Moilach atumevi. You are Goyzer Moilach because of Mevi, and there's a Machlaikis. But both of them hold the reason is because of Bekin Lishma. The Rav Matarz Tamei, Rav says according to his reasoning of what? Of Ein Mitzvin Lekaimoy, the Kuli Yama Lefisha and Ein Mitzvin Lekaimoy. Both the Tanakama and the Rabbanan Basroi hold the reason like Rav. The Rabbanan Basroi, so it's a two-way street. If there's no people coming from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, there's nobody coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and if so, the din should be that you always have to say b'fani nechtem both ways, moilach and mevi. So you're right, says Rava, v'rabbonim basroi lefrushi time at a time and a kama hudasa. If the Tana Kama holds like me, then it's obvious that it's both ways. So all the Rabbanan Basroi were doing was not arguing under Tana Kama. There's really only three shittas in our Mishnah. Tana Kama, Rabban Gamliel, and Rab Lozer. What were the Chachamim at the end of the Mishnah doing? They were trying to explain to you that when the Tana Kama said maybe, he really meant Moilach. He was just saying one of the two. So he picked on Mevi, but who did? If the swore is because you don't have people going, they don't go both ways, and Memela by Moilach is the same thing. So Memela comes out that Rava has a pshat in our Mishnah, and Rabba has a pshat in the Mishnah Tanan. We learn further in our Mishnah. Ha-Mevi get Medina, Lemedina, Medina Sayyam, if somebody brought a get, not from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, but from one country to another country, in Chutz Laaretz, Tzorech, Loim, Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. He has to say, Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. So, this fits in according to both. If it's Lishma, there's no Lishma in Chutz Laaretz, so you have to say it. If it's because of Ein Eidim Mitzvin L'Kaimoy, here again, it's from one country to another, and push it if you're going from one country to another, there's a restriction of travel, it's not like traveling within a country, and therefore, he will have to say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta. But what is difficult is on Rabbah from a diuk, from a deduction. What deduction can I make that if you're in the same country in Medina Siyam and Chutz Laaretz, you don't have to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, l'rava nicha. According to Rav, who says that the reason is because you don't have people going back and forth. So it's good, because here you're talking about in the Medina itself. In the Medina, they go back and forth. You don't have to say b'fani nechtam. You'll be able to find people who can validate these signatures. I don't need the shliach to do it. L'Rabba, who says the reason is Lishma, so what's the difference if it's Bais Medina? But it's Chutz Laaretz. They don't know the din of Lishma. They're not Bekiyan. Kasha. So why do we make a deduction? that you would not need it by Sa Medina. According to Rabbah, you should still need it. Says the Gemara, you made the wrong deduction. Don't say the deduction is as you just said it, that you don't need it. This is the correct deduction. I hold that Einachanami Rabba holds that Ba'oisa Medina B'Medina Seyam, you also will require B'Farinachtam, because there's a problem of Lishma. You know what the correct deduction is? Aleima Mimedina Limedina Be'eretz Yisrael Loitzarech. When do you require B'Farinachtam? That's one Medina to another in Chutzlaretz. I can deduce from this that if you go from one Medina, you go from Yehuda to Golul, or you go from Golul to Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael itself, one part of the country to the other, there you don't need it. Why? Because according to Rabbah, the reason is because of what? Because of Lishma, and in Eretz Yisrael, wherever you go, they know Lishma, so it doesn't matter if you're going from one country to the other. Frank the Gemara. Ha! This is what you're trying to say is the deduction. Ha behejik tani law. That I don't need a deduction. That's written beferish at the end of our Mishnah. It says, ha mevi get be'eretz Yisrael, ein etzorach lomer, b'fanenechtam. If you're bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say it. So you can't tell me I made the wrong deduction, because your deduction is explicitly stated in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Imeahi, if it would be because of that, if Rashi explains, if I would only know this then from the Diyuk of the Resha, now as the Gemara is saying, you need both. You need the Diyuk of the Resha, and you need the explicit statement in the Sefer. Imeahi, if it would only be from the Diyuk of the Resha, that Medina la Medina Be'eretz Yisrael would not need Befoni Nechtav, Hava Minna, Hani Mili Diyevet. I would say that if he didn't, the Shliach didn't go ahead and bother looking and seeing that Befoni Nechtam, and he comes to us and he cannot say Befoni Nechtam, he's just a shliach to bring the get, so maybe we would say B'Yevet, it's not possible. He should have done it correctly, he didn't, but B'Yevet, we won't possible. But Avel Chatchil Aloy, but if he comes to us, he asks a shail in Bezdin, and Bezdin, should I go and look that it was signed, written and signed in front of me? Should I make sure that it's done correctly? Maybe then Bezdin would tell him, yes, you should do it. Kamash Malan, therefore the Mishnah says it twice, to tell you it's absolutely not necessary, because the people in Eretz Yisrael all know that you have to write it Lishma. So Memel, it's not necessary for the Shliach to make sure that it was done Lishma. That's why it has to say it twice. Ve'ikah, continues the Gemara, ve'ikah the Maisiv Lahachi. Some ask the question this way from the Mishnah. Just the opposite. Before we had asked the kasha on Rabbah, and now we're going to ask the kasha on Rabbah. We learned in our Mishnah that from Medina to Medina in Chutz Loretz, you have to say B'Farinachtam. I can make a deduction. Ha Medina to Medina Be'eretz Yisrael. Loit Tzarech, you don't have to. So that's good. L'Rabbah Nicha. That's good according to Rabbah, that the reason is because of Lishma, and in Eretz Yisrael, if you go from one Medina to the other, it doesn't matter, because everybody knows you have to do Lishma. And you don't have to say B'Farinachtam, L'Rav Akasha, but if the reason is because of what? Because of Eimetzuin L'Kaimoy, according to Rav, it's difficult. And the Gemara at this point is going with the assumption, which the Gemara soon will change, that Rav who holds, that when you go from one Medina to another Medina, there is always a problem that your traveling is curtailed. It's not like traveling in a land itself. He would hold that Medina la Medina in Eretz Yisrael, you should have to say B'Farinachtam. That's why the Gemara is asking Akasha, that the diuk that we have from our Mishnah is that you don't have to. Rashi asks a question here. Why does the Gemara ask this question on Rava from a diuk? Why doesn't the Gemara ask the question from the end of the Mishnah, where it says that if you go from a Medina to a Medina, if you go in Eretz Yisrael, it says, I may be get Be'eretz Yisrael, ain't it Tzarech Lomer B'Farinachtam? Why does the Gemara have to ask it from a Diyuk, from the Reisha that's speaking about Medina Sayyam. So I'm a dayik, that Medina Medina Be'eretz Stroll. You don't have to. The Mishnah itself says Beferish in the Sefer. Hamevi get Be'eretz Yisrael, ain't it tzarech? Rashi answers that if that would be your whole kasha, I could have a teretz. You know what the teretz is? That the Mishnah at the end does not say Hamevi get in Eretz Yisrael mi Medina le Medina. It just says Hamevi get Be'eretz Yisrael. Maybe Be'eretz Yisrael means one Medina. It doesn't mean you're going from Golul to Yehuda, or from Yehuda to Golul. So that's why the Gemara rather would ask the Kasha from the Diuk of the Reisha. The Reisha says clearly we're talking about Medina le Medina, where, in Chutz Loretz, there you require Befani Nechtav, is the Chmashma that Medina le Medina. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't. So it's a Kasha on Rava. According to Rava, you should require it. So the Gemara says, Loi Tema Medina le Medina Be'eretz Yisrael, Loi Tzorech, don't deduce. You're making, again, according to Rava, the wrong deduction. Don't deduce that Medina Medina Be'eretz Yisrael doesn't need. I hold it does need. That's the correct deduction. Only when it's from one Medina to another in Chutz Loretz, that's when you need. But if you're in the same Medina, you don't need. Because the reason you always need is because you won't be able to find Edom, because people don't move around, but in the Medina itself, you do move around. Says the Gemara, okay, if that's the way you're understanding the Mishnah, I have a kasha on you, Rav. Avo me Medina le Medina be'etzro mai. What's the din according to you from Medina to Medina in etzro mai? Tzorech. You're saying that you would require the shliach to say funny nechtav. So listen, ha mevi me Medina le Medina stam. So why does the Mishnah say that Hamevi Medina 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 Sayyam Tzorech? According to you, it doesn't matter where the Medina is. Whether the Medina Medina is in Chutz Loretz, or whether the Medina Medina is in Eretz Yisrael, there's always a curtailment of traveling. And according to you, it's going to be difficult to validate the get. Therefore, the Shliach should have to say B'Fani Nechtav. So why does the mission, in fact, say B'Medina Sayyam? It should be Tzorech, even if it's anywhere. It should have just made a blanket statement. Hamevi get Medina Medina, wherever that is, Tzorech Shiyam, B'Fani Nechtav, B'Fani Nechtav. So the Gemara says, you're right. We made a mistake. The Gemara has charata. Lo oilam medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael. Nami lo tzarech. Rashi doesn't have to gear. So nami medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael. Lo tzarech. You're right. What you entertained the thought before was correct. That it's only medina le medina. Your diuk was a correct one. I backtrack. Your deek is correct that Medina, Medina, Medina Sayyam needs, but Medina, Le Medina, Be'etzrol does not need. Why? And what's the reason? Why is Medina, Medina, Yehuda Tegal different than going from one country to another? The Kiv and the Ika Oile Regale Mishkach Shchichi. Because since you have people going up to be Oile Regal, therefore there are people moving back and forth. Therefore Rava will hold that even Medina Medina, but if it's an Eretz Yisrael, you will not have to say B'Fani Nechtav because there's people going back and forth, and therefore there will be people who will be able to validate this get. And on this, we have to speak out over here to Me'iri. The Me'iri asks, what kind of swore is this that because of Oile Regal Mishkach Shchichi, that you don't have to say B'Fani Nechtav? That in fact, Rava is motor to Rava in that case, that you will not have to. Number one, why don't you say the same thing by Chutz Loretz? Maybe get Medina Siyam. They were chayv to be Oile Regal as well. So we should say, because of, if Aliyah L'Regal takes away the problem of Medina L'Medina, so why can't it take it away also by Chutz Loretz Eretz Yisrael? Another question the Miri asks is, how does this help me ear to ear? Just because people go from all over Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, but how does that work, legabe one city to another, when you're not dealing with Yerushalayim? So therefore, based on this, the Miri explains that the pshat is that people who are Oile Regal from Eretz Yisrael, they would come for the Regal and they wouldn't hurry back. They would stay for quite a while in Yerushalayim. And they would bring their karbonis that they're chayav, their chayav maaser behema they would bring. And therefore, since they stayed around Yerushalayim so long, the people in Yerushalayim began to recognize the signatures in their dealings back and forth with the people from all over Eretz Yisrael who came to Yerushalayim, they began to recognize the signatures of people from all over Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Medina la Medina is not a problem from any place in Eretz Yisrael to any place, because the way I understand the Miri is that you can go to Yerushalayim. You go to Yerushalayim, you'll find people who recognize the signatures from Jews all over Eretz Yisrael. However, the Jews who were coming from Bavel, they had a long trick back. They couldn't wait around. And they were there for the regal, and then they went back. So, and there were many korbanos that they didn't have to bring there. Tanoim hold Meiser Behema in Chutz Lorz. There's no chiyuv. So Memela, they stayed a very abbreviated amount of time in Yerushalayim. The people of Yerushalayim did not get to know their signatures. So therefore, this thing of Oyla Regal is only a good swara from people in Eretz Yisrael and not from people in Chutz Lartz. But the Gemara is not satisfied with this teretz. Tinach bizman she based on Migdash Kayim. That's good in the time when there was a based on Migdash. Bizman she in based on Migdash Kayim, ma'ik lemeimer, after the Churban based on Migdash, what are you going to say then? And it would seem that even after Churban Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is that in Eretz Yisrael, you come and deal in Medina, there is no chiv to say b'fani nechdav. The Gemara answers, kiven de'ikabati din de'kvi, since, as Rashi brings down, Ezra was Masaka, the Gemara in Bava Kamed of Pei Beis, that there should be Bati Dinim Kavuin Monday and Thursday, and people came to those Bati Dinim Kavuin. And from those Bati Dinim, they could send, or they would send, the shtoris and the signatures of people to the Bez and Yerushalayim. Memela, wherever a person was going in Eretz Yisrael from one place to the other, again, Yerushalayim would be a repository of those signatures, and we would be able to validate it. So based on what we learned up till now in the Gemara, it comes out that although Rava argues with Rabba and holds that there's you need b'fonei nechta, because you have to give the ability to validate because of Eid Mitzuyin Lekaimoi. However, that's only Medina LeMedina in Chutz Lartz. Medina LeMedina in Eretz Yisrael, he's Moida that you don't have to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. So Rashi points out, if you remember, the Gemara on Beis Amid Beis said that one of the differences between Rav and Rabbah is Medina LeMedina Eretz Yisrael. That if you say the reason is Lishma, you don't need b'fani nechta, because everybody's l'shma. If you say the reason is because of ein eidim mitzvin l'kaimoi, you would have to say b'fani nechta, because the traveling is curtailed from one medina to the other. The Gemara now is saying not like that. So ein echanami, Rashi says, as we're soon going to see more about this in the next few lines, that the Gemara is saying, forget about that teretz. That nafkumina that I gave you is not a good nafkumina. Because even according to Rava, the din will be that he does not have to say b'fani nechtam, when you're speaking about medina mele medina in Eretz Yisrael. It's none. We learn further in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Gamaliel Oimer, afilu mehegemonia, legemonia, even in Eretz Yisrael, from one jurisdiction to another, if they're makbid on each other from going from one part, even in a city, as we'll soon see, one half of the city is under one jurisdiction, the other half of the city is under another hegemonia, and they're makbid on each other, the traveling is curtailed. There was one city in Eretz Yisrael, its name was Asosius, and there were two jurisdictions, there were two rulerships there, and they were makbid on each other. There was no free entry from one part of the city to the other. Lefikach there, for Hutzchu Loimer, therefore the Chazal said that even Magmoinya Lagmoinya, you have to say b'fani nechta. So we have a problem here. Le Rava Nicha. If the reason is, according to Rava, because Ein Shiar Mitzuyin, Ein Eidim Mitzuyin Lekaimoi, so here, since the traveling was curtailed, even though it's in Eretz Yisrael, you would have to say b'fani nechtam. But Le Rava Kasha, but if the reason is because of what? Because of Lishma, so what's the difference if the traveling was curtailed, but everybody knows that you have to do it Lishma, there's no chash of that, so the shliach should not have to say b'fani nechtav, it's difficult on Rabbah, answers the Gemara. And again, the Gemara now is saying a whole new concept that we didn't have before. Till now, we learned that Rabbah doesn't hold of Rava, and Rava doesn't hold of Rabbah. Now the Gemara says, Rabbah is like the Rava. Rabbah holds of Rava. It's only Rava who doesn't hold of Rabbah. Rabbah agrees with Rava that there is an inyan to validate the shtar that the shliach has to say before the nechtam, before the nechtam. What Rava is adding is that even if you have a situation where that's not a problem, there are a shiur mitzionim. Let's say it's in Chutzlar, it's in one medina. So there's no problem of ein eda mitzion l'kaimoi, but I have another additional problem, that's l'shma. According to Rava, the only problem is, as Rashi explains here, is because of ein eda mitzion l'kaimoi. L'shma, Rava's of the opinion that even in Chutzlarts they know that you have to do it l'shma. So if it's in the same medina where there are people going back and forth, according to Rava, you don't have to say before the nechtav. On that, Rabbi disagrees, and Rabbi says there's an additional reason you need it, and that's because of Lishma. So Rava doesn't hold of Rabbah, but Rabbah holds of Rava plus his own thing of Lishma, and that's why Megmunya, like Munya, from one jurisdiction, one municipality to the other, in Eretz Yisrael itself, although Lishma is not an issue, but traveling is curtailed, and Mitzui Lishma is an issue. Ask the Gemara, Elamai Benayu. So what's the chilek between Rav and Rabbah? As Rashi explains that what the Gemara means to ask, you said on Beis Amid Beis that there are three nafkaminas between Rav and Rabbah, and one of those nafkaminas is no longer a nafkamina. Why? Because you said that Medina la Medina in Eretz Yisrael itself will be a nafkamina Rav and Rabbah. According to Rabbah, that it's because of Lishma, that would not apply in Eretz Yisrael, even from one medina to the other. According to Rava, that the reason is because of Ein Eda Mitzui L'Kaimoi, that would apply Medina L'Medina in Eretz Yisrael. That's what you told me on Beis Amid Beis. But now you're coming out not like that on Dalet Amid Beis. Because what's the case speaking about? If the case is speaking about a normal situation of Yehuda to Galil, so we said because of the Bate Dinim that are Kvi, that there are people going back and forth, Mimedina Medina, and we said that even Rava would be moited to Rabbah, that ain't Tzorich. And if it's speaking about Megmunya Ligmunya, where they're makbid on each other in Eretz Yisrael, there we said that even Rabbah would be moited to Rava, that there is a problem of Ein Eda Mitzui L'Kaimoi, and you would have to say it. So a normal Medina L'Medina in Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't, according to everybody. And Egmunya L'Egmunya, according to everybody, you would have to say B'fani nechtam. If so, my benayu, that chilek is no longer a chilek of Medina la Medina in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, you're right, ein echanami, as Rashi says here on the daf, smilei mehocha. Erase it, take away that third nafkamina. You know what ikka benayu, you know what the nafkamina is, we'll have to remain with the other two nafkaminas. Dasuya betray, that two ate and brought it. And there was a machlagis Rashi and Tosis there, we'll go with Rashi's shot. Rashi says if two ate and bought it, so if brought the get, not just one shliach, so according to the pshat of Ein Eidim Mitzui L'Kaimoi, here you have the two Eidim themselves. They can be made on their own signatures. So then there's no reason for them to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. According to reason of Lishma, even though it's two Shlichim who are bringing the get, they will have to say that B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, and Bezin will ask him, is it Lishma? And they'll have to answer yes. Inami, ba'isa medina, ba'medina sayam. If it's in the same medina, medina sayam, according to the reason of Rabbah, lishma, there's still a problem of lishma, and the shliach would have to say before the nechtam, according to the reason of Rava, that it's because of ein eda mitzui l'kaimoi. If it's in the same medina, there's no travel restrictions, he would not have to say before the nechtam. So the Gemara's conclusion is that there's only two nafkiminas between Rav and Rabbah, and ein echanami, the third nafkamina of Medina la Medina in Eretz Yisrael itself, is not a nafkamina.